This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Mary Louise Kelly. More now on the city of Joplin, Missouri, hit on Sunday by the deadliest single tornado in more than half a century. So far, 117 people have been confirmed dead, and that toll is expected to rise further. Much of Joplin has been destroyed. President Obama says he'll visit on Sunday. We reached the governor of Missouri, Jay Nixon, earlier this morning as he was in his car headed to Joplin. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning.
Can you tell us where you are right now, Governor, and what you've been able to see for yourself so far of the destruction?
Well, we've been down here over the last few days. I'm over a hill coming down into Joplin now, where the long line of total destruction exists. We've had folks out, first responders, searching all night to find folks that have survived, if possible. Yesterday, we were able to save 17 people with this literally foot-by-foot search to make sure. The problem has been the rain and the storms continue, which has made it very difficult for us to work.
You said 17 people were found alive yesterday, which is great news. Do you have any information on how many people may still be missing?
We'll be getting our morning review of that relatively soon here. The bottom line is, unfortunately, the number of missing far exceeds 17. Also, the number of folks that that have passed, that number we expect it to go up pretty precipitously as those bodies are recovered. This is a horrific and dramatic storm that has been a total devastation for a significant portion of this town.
You mentioned rain that was hampering rescue efforts yesterday. We're seeing forecasts that more violent weather is on the way. How is that hampering efforts right now among the rescue crews and cleanup workers?
Well, it makes it very difficult for the dogs to be able to smell in the rain. It makes it very difficult for the machines to work. And plus, we had two police officers struck by lightning last evening, one very, very, very seriously injured. So having first responders out there in the middle of lightning storms has made it very, very difficult.
Oh, my. And in the middle of all this, the hospital, is the hospital actually able to treat patients at this point? It was, of course, very badly hit by the tornado itself.
The hospital is closed. We've moved folks to another hospital and then triaged them out to Springfield. That hospital is closed and will be closed for a great deal, very long time. The top two floors were knocked off. There's no windows. Pieces of that hospital were found as far as 70 miles away.
What is the priority now? It sounds like an overwhelming scene of devastation. Are there certain things you need most urgently there now in Joplin?
The first priority, boy, if we can get a little wetter weather window here this morning, the first priority is to finish the last two segments. Of literally foot-by-foot searching to see if there's any more live folks underneath all this rubbish. It's very difficult. There's large apartment complexes that are basically rubble. Folks may be in the basement. They may be in crawl spaces. We need to get down there today. As the sun rises, our goal is going to be to get the rest of that house-by-house, car-by-car, block-by-block search completed before we go to the more difficult recovery phase.
Are you getting the help that you need so far from federal agencies? The White House, of course, released a photo of President Obama calling you from Air Force One to offer his support.
I talked to President Obama this morning already. We've gotten all the help that we've asked for, but we're focused on making sure, quite frankly, we're coordinating the help. We're still in that early stage where you're just convinced in your gut that there are live people underneath piles of rubble that you need to go find. And so we're using every tool we've got to save people. I mean, if we can, instead of counting body bags, if we can get to saving people, that's still our goal as the sun comes up over Joplin, Missouri this morning.
Are rescue workers there giving you any kind of window that they need to work within in order to get this job done and be successful pulling people out?
Well, we should be able to complete the search here before 9 to 10 a.m. this morning if we stay on. And they had to pull them off last night when the lightning hit the two police officers, one injured extremely seriously. Hopefully he's going to make it. But when you have emergency workers struck by lightning in the middle of a recovery, then you're basically forced to pull folks off for a few hours. That couple hours, they pulled folks back into the fire station, then redeployed them later last night to get out. We'll be down at that center here in just a couple of minutes to see where we are. We're certainly not getting in the way of the folks out there. We're trying to assist them in whatever way we can, but I just don't have any more accurate information about exactly how long it'll take to complete the hand-by-hand, foot-by-foot search.
Okay, Governor, we wish you luck with those efforts. Thanks so much for taking a minute to talk.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Missouri Governor Jay Nixon.